Lurking in your pocket, whispering lies to you at night, cradled by gentle hands, two thumbs hovering as if enchanted. And while it may be your hands holding the phone, I think you'll find that you're the one with hands around your neck. Your phone is a demon.
So we're going to take a look at how sorcerers see and use demons, and then we're going to put it into a Christian perspective and understand that demons can actually use your cell phone to gain access to you and your family. How? This is how a sorcerer sees demons. I think demons enjoy their lives by using or residing inside or around us. Most of the time, we obey them without the slightest clue. We are just toys or mediums for demons. They live and enjoy their lives inside us. We have to adapt to their temperaments. We have to follow their instructions. We have to smoke cigarettes for them. We have to drink beer and get extremely angry to please them. We have to stay sad and depressed for them. We have to become extremists and act in negative ways so that they feel good. They just hypnotize us and get us to do whatever they want. Shaman Rizwan Jureski said that. These are ley lines. These are megalithic structures all over the world that are electromagnetic ley lines, and they have been used by demonic forces for thousands of years to travel the earth. That's what these sites are. This information can be found in the Holy Zohar, which is a book written by the Jewish mystics, which actually compiles Zoroastrianism, Hinduism, Jewish mysticism, and it talks about the magnetic nature of human beings. We are batteries. We have a chakra system. All witches know that electromagnetic energy is drawn in through the feet from the earth, which is also a giant battery, and that power is used to open the third eye and to bring along this Kundalini spirit, which is actually the spirit of Lucifer, who rules this planet. You are a battery. Demons use cell phones and other technology as conduits. In fact, this technology is leaked to human beings purposely to provide demons an advanced type of control over their slaves. Demons need the ley lines in order to travel the face of the earth, or at least they used to. But with mankind's ability to manufacture the internet and cell phone technology, which is all demonically given to us, electromagnetic beings like demons can now travel freely from cell phone tower to cell phone tower and directly into your cell phone.
You know that all computers, mobile phones and tablets are driven by demons and wizards? Well, let's investigate. And there's no other way to make that connection with demons through the ether unless we have black scrying mirrors. Yes, all of the computer screens, the tablet screens and the mobile phone screens are black scrying mirrors. Now here's another bummer. When you install a software, you usually install it through a wizard. A software wizard or setup assistant is a user interface type that presents a user with a sequence of dialog boxes that lead the user through a series of well-defined steps. Tasks that are complex, infrequently performed, or unfamiliar may be easier to perform using a wizard. So whatever app or software you're installing on your computer, on your tablet, or your mobile phone, it's going through a wizard, okay? So, wizards and demons are running the show. My brother gave me his old phone that was broken, so I had a chance to have a look, and I used the gloves because there are lots of shards in it, and I disassembled the whole thing, and you can see that it's nothing else but a couple of layers of glass and some materials, which I can't really identify, but for instance, this one is really just like film. You know, like a thin layer, and all it is just like a mirror, and that's it, you know, and after that, they don't even care about putting a paper, you know, like, what the fuck, a paper in your smartphone, and that's it, you know, that's it, and they are telling us that we are communicating through this phone and we see whatever we see. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a scrying mirror. It's a black mirror, nothing else. I was trying to find some really impressive technology in there, but I couldn't find it. It's all that is. And of course, there will be people, engineers, and they will tell me, yes, this and that is very important, and that creates all that touch and whatnot. But if you have a look at this, this is really nothing else than black mirror and some glass and some paper and some thin layers of film. Not only that, if you have a look at the camera, that is also just a joke. This camera is capturing what you are and who you are and sending through the ether that image. You know, give me a break. That's just basically a porthole, nothing else. And again, we are back to the maritime law, the admiralty law, which is the port. You know, we are at sea and we are lost at sea, according to them. And these are the portholes. And every computer has a porthole, by the way, which is the port where the ship goes. Also, when we talk about devices, that is the devil's vice. The hard drive that stores data is called a SATA hard drive, which is an abbreviation for Satan. Here's the Wikipedia entry for serial ATA, which is SATA. Serial ATA, SATA, abbreviated from serial ATA attachment, is a computer bus interface that connects host bus adapters to mass storage devices, such as hard disk drives, optical drives, and solid-state drives. And here's the logo of the SATA, and the SATA port can be found everywhere. This is a PCI Express card, here's another motherboard, the SATA drive, and so on. Oh, and by the way, did you know that the iPhone has several different meanings? The iPhone, which is me, the me-centeredness. iPhone, which is my phone, is just me. Me, 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 nothing else. And we can see the result in the society. People are caring for themselves. Egoistic one-centeredness. Now, the second meaning of the iPhone is the I. Is the iPhone. Yes, it's the iPhone because it sees you. It's tracking all what you're doing. The demons are seeing you, sending it to the ether, and sending it to the warden. Did you know why is it Siri in your iPhone that is communicating with you? Well, because it's your iris. So your iris, your Siri, is answering your own questions through the demons, through the ether. And obviously sending all these signals to the warden, which is God, the dog. And people keep these fucking devices next to themselves and in their pockets, tracking them all the time, listening to their conversation, sending it through the ether to the warden, to God. It's not very wise. I have my phone packed up into the boiler room, and I only go there once or twice a day just to check it, if someone called me or messaged me. But I'm not going to put this bastard into my pocket.
How are your headaches?
The medication is...
How have you been feeling lately?
I feel... sometimes... angry.
Tell me I'm sexy.
You're sexy.
Okay, who is that?
It's like Siri, but you can customize it.
That's weird.
It's not weird.
No,
it's weird.
It's not weird. We're gonna do it too.
Hello, I am Amy.
Wow, you sound just like her.
Like who?
My mother.
Mother?
Are we still on for tonight?
Tonight's practice, tomorrow's leg day.
He doesn't deserve you. Neither of them do. Ah! Do it. I just know he's gonna hurt you again.
I've been a little worried about Cassie. Or Sarah.
You need to get you some help. You need to get away. You need to kill her.
Who said that?
My mother.
Don't listen to your phone.
Stay back!
Hush, little
baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too.
Little baby, don't you cry, it is just a lullaby. Dreams of rainbows make you stop, and I am here to wake you up.